After all of the rain that we've experienced, it's hard to believe how quickly the ground and vegetation are drying out. Yep, it's bushfire season again, which brings us once again to be chatting to the Coordinator of Fire Management for the City of Moreton, Adam Nichols. Good morning, Adam.
Hi, Rosemary.
Now, Adam, as the Coordinator of Fire and Emergency, what does that role actually involve? Tell us about it.
Well, I oversee a team of planners and operational staff who plan and implement the plan burn activity, public engagement, vegetation management and fire response all year round for City of Moreton Bay Council as the conditions allow. Many of my team also have business as usual roles and are fully trained to respond as firefighters when required. But I also liaise with state agencies as part of the Southeast Area Managed Fire Management Group, which is made up of land managers, QFD, Rural Fire, Powerlink, SEQ Water and the State Land Management Group to ensure we work together to manage fire in a tenure-blind approach.
Okay.
No borders.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Adam, what message would you like to give to our listeners to understand about bushfires? Because I think we're in for a pretty hectic season.
It's been an interesting period. In the last week alone, we've seen emergency messages go out to leave immediately near Samford at the southern end of CMB. Mm. This is the highest level of alert message, and it was sent straight away without going through the lower levels. And I think it's critically important for people to understand that warning messages don't always ramp up from lowest to highest. So if the incident's critical, they will start at the top, and you need to know what your response plan is and follow the advice they give you. Fire's dynamic. It can go from low and benign behaviour to fully involved very quickly. Changes in temperature, humidity, fuel and wind are the major things that make it change fast. If you keep your radio tuned to 1015 during the season, the emergency messaging is relayed with full instructions from QFD for your info and safety. And visit the CMB disaster dashboard online. Ensure you understand the information available to you because it includes things like road closures, fire, flood and other disaster responses. If you sign up for Moreton Alerts, you can get the emergency messages delivered direct to your device about the area you are in, and it gives you the best chance of knowing what's happening where you live. And as a quick shout out, the Emergency Expo is coming up next weekend at Brennan Park on Bribie Island on Saturday the 12th of October. So it's a great opportunity to meet the people who keep you safe and learn more about what you need to do.
And it's always a fantastic day, Adam, so we'll look forward to that. Now, listeners, we were speaking to Adam Nichols, and he is the Coordinator of Fire Management for the City of Moreton, and he's given us a really important and valuable understanding of how bushfires are managed and our role to look after our own safety and others. Please listen again to Adam's message on 1015fm.com.au, search podcast, and share this with your family and friends. It may just save your life and your property. And stay tuned for some more hot, hot, hot music. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Rosemary.